So you're out of the Navy, then where do you go to live?
We went back to Detroit. We lived with your mother for a while.
My mother on the east side. Then we bought a house in Mount Clemens,
Michigan. It's Clinton Township, wasn't it?
Is that close to Detroit?
It's a suburb. Like from Oklahoma City maybe to El Reno.
So you lived there. What did you do for income?
I went to work with my dad at the gas station.
And I worked at Curtis Wright.
She worked at Curtis Wright.
What was that?
They made engines. Big, large, huge engines.
For cars?
No.
Industrial?
For industrial. Yeah. They worked for Daimler Benz.
You had one child that you brought from Hawaii with mm-hmm. you, so Kim was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Was another one to be born?
Yeah. Right there. Uh-huh. Leslie.
Leslie was born there.
Uh-huh.
And then?
Tracy was born there.
Then Tracy?
Debbie was not.
No, Debbie was born out in California.
California.
Right after we had Tracy is when he went back in the Coast Guard.
I went back in the Coast Guard.
All right. You were living as a civilian and working in the gas station. And what brought you to the Coast Guard?
Just the routine of every day driving so far to work and working in the gas station and trying to get a college education at night. I was just about wore out. I was tired. I went to Detroit Institute of Technology for about 2 years. I was working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. I was going to school in downtown Detroit almost, and we were living out in Mount Clemens at the time. So I was getting up at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would drive to work. I'd work all day. Then I couldn't go home for supper. I had to go to my mother's house. I went over there and ate. Then I'd clean up because I was working in a gas station. I was greasy, dirty. Then I would drive downtown further away from home to go to school. I did this for a year and a half. One day I was just driving home and I was tired and wore out and they had an ad come on the radio. It said something like, ex-serviceman, the Coast Guard could use you. I heard that a couple nights. You know, we had three kids then. Tracy was just a baby. I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'd change her diaper, give her a bottle, put her back to bed, and then I'd go to work, and then Diane was working at the time. Oh, it was just hectic. So we both finally decided it was time maybe to do something. So I went to the Coast Guard recruiter and I asked him, would they take me? He said, sure, we'll take you. At my previous rating and all that, that was 1959.
So you were okay with that then, Diane?
Yes.
What was the Coast Guard going to do for you?
It was going to give me a job. It was going to be a radioman, what I was trained to do in the Navy. And the Coast Guard did a lot of search and rescue work. And we also manned things. I don't know if you ever heard of one. It's called an ocean station. It's a place out in the middle, halfway between Honolulu and the coast. The ship sat on this grid, keying a beacon. Airplanes flying over would key on our beacon. And they had these stations all along the Atlantic and also in the Pacific, run by the Coast Guard. The ship would go out there and spend 21 days on station.
How many men would be on that ship?
Less than 100.
Considered a small ship then?
Well, 255 foot was the ship I was on, but they also had a 327 footer. Mm-hmm. But they'd do is they'd talk to the stewardesses sometimes that even wake us up, you know, call reveille. You know, they'd talk to us.
Oh, the stewardess?
Yeah, they'd come on and go over the PA system for us.
They could speak to your ship?
Oh, yeah. Up in the CIC, they'd actually be talking to them, yeah.
So the stewardess would tell you it's time to get
out? Yeah, they'd record something up there and they'd play it to the rest of the crew.
Oh, yeah.
But not very often. It's just something that could happen.
Your job as a radio man then was to...
We kept the shore communications going, all the administrative communications back to the States, or to could be Washington or anybody, and we did it by continuous wave CW for a period of time, and then they got the radio teletype going, and we used that.
At this point, in 59, is that what it is you're talking about?
59, 60,
yeah,
60.
There's no war going on at this point.
No. But it was manned all the time by the Coast Guard. Had one in between Honolulu and the mainland, and had one over, that was Ocean Station November, they called it. And then Ocean Station Victor was in between Honolulu and Japan. And these were manned by Coast Guard ships. And on the East Coast, they had three or four different sites. They kept that beacon going and talking to the planes going over and giving them radar fixes. on the Coast Guard cutter that I was on. I think it was the Wachusett or one of them. I wasn't on it when it happened, but they had one of those commercial planes ditch right next to it. And they took the people off it, and everybody was taken off of it.
And saved in the ship. In the meantime, Bob is gone, Diane, for a long period of time.
He would only be gone for a month at a time.
Okay, well, I'm considering that a long period of time. And you're home raising babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you had three children to take care of while he was gone for a month?
Yes.
But then you come home. Would you stay home for a while?
Usually 2-3 months. It depended on the rotation. Several different cutters would pull the same duty.
So was that an easy life, Diane?
I didn't mind it. I didn't.
The children were a year or two between each other.
Yeah, a year and a half about.
They would have been what ages about that time? Kim would have been the oldest?
Yeah, about 4 or 5.
And then the next one was?
Leslie. She was probably about 3 and a half.
And then you had?
Tracy was almost a year.
Wow. That's a handful.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Did you have any help?
Me. I was my help. And Bob when he was home.
So the pay was pretty good in the Coast Guard?
It's not something you get rich on, but it was dependable.
You got your housing and all your medical, and you could shop at the commissary, so.
Yeah. It had its benefits, but you would never get rich on it.
No. How long were you in the Coast Guard?
20 years, I believe.
20 years?
Yeah.
Did you travel a lot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were transferred here. Is how we got here.
We went from California to Newfoundland, Canada. From Newfoundland, we came back to Seattle.
Seattle.
And from Seattle back to California. Then California to Boston and Boston to here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you had a fourth child.
Debbie. She was born out in California.
So you had children from age?
They'd be like 2, 4, 6, and 8, the four of them. I mean, odd years they were even ages, and even years they were odd ages. And then 12 years later, we had Andrea. She was born in Boston.
Well, everybody took to that kind of living and moving, and you didn't think anything of it, did you?
No.
I'm the reason why we stayed here. I'll have to confess.
And why is that?
I wanted one of my daughters to start and finish school in the same district.
And that had never
happened. That was Andrea, and that had never happened.
So your daughters were always the new kid in school?
Yeah.
What kind of effect did it have on the girls that they were always moving, always new?
They adjusted well, I thought.
Quite often when we lived in certain places, it was military housing. So even though they may have been new to the school, there were a lot of kids with them that were also new to the school. It wasn't like we moved where they would have been the only ones. Yeah. So that...
Part of the culture wasn't it?
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you traveled, didn't you travel by car? You didn't like to fly.
Well, we traveled by car mainly because we had a car. All our belongings would be picked up at the house, and they'd take it, and we'd drive off.
How did you get these four girls in the back seat of your car?
A VW bus was the last vehicle we had.
Yeah, from Newfoundland. We put the VW bus on a ship that took us to Nova Scotia, and then we drove. And Bob reminded of this. We stopped one place in Montreal for lunch, and when we walked into this restaurant, everybody stopped talking. I mean, just went dead, and I thought, what have we done wrong? And a man got up, went out, and looked at our car, and he says, it's okay, they're from Newfoundland, and everybody started talking again. Well, that was when that part of Canada wanted to secede from Canada and go with France. Apparently, as long as we weren't from Ontario or someplace like that, it was all right.
Wow.
But it was a strange feeling.
Yeah, it was. And I wonder what they would have done if you...
I don't know. We probably wouldn't have gotten served.
When we were leaving Canada from Newfoundland, we were authorized to bring some liquor back with us from the base. So we had like 4 or 5 bottles of unopened whiskey. And when we got to the customs... The Canadian said, you're fine. We told him we had it, and they said, no problem. But he says, watch out for the other side. So we got on the American side, and the guy says, well, you can't take that here.
It was sealed and everything. We even had immigration put the seals on it.
Yeah.
He told Bob to bring the bottles in there, and Bob said, I'll break every one of them. Well, then take your darn bottles and get out of here.
We had a big fuss up.
As we were driving from there, this man honked at Bob and honked at Bob. And Bob opened the window and he says, "Do you know what country you're in?" Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with the travel.
Yeah. VW bus with Newfoundland tags on it.
Did you ever stop on the side of the road to have your lunch?
Oh, we've done a lot of that.
Did you make breakfast along the side of the road?
We had that little
Coleman
store. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you just stop on the side of the road?
Yeah, the kids didn't mind. They thought it was great. It was an adventure. Because whenever we moved, we just said, okay, pack up, we're moving now. We didn't make a big thing out of it. And they just got so used to it that they did real well.
Well, both of you then were doing real well, too, because that was the lifestyle. If you're in the Coast Guard, that's the way it had to be.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
Got to keep moving. Yeah, most of your tours of duty were only like 3 years or maximum four.
And then you'd move.
You could plan on it.
You were stationary for two, 3 years at least.
Oh, yeah.
Just until everybody got real settled. And then Bob would come home and say, well, we're leaving now.
Yeah.
We didn't mind. The only thing is, I told Bob, on Veterans Day, homage to the veterans is fine, but also to families of career military.
Absolutely.
It's a lot different career than it is just when they go for 3 or 4 years. It's a different life.
Right.
The hardest part, I think, was going someplace and not having somebody there. If your children got sick or you got sick, that you could call on. You know, you didn't have a parent or a brother or a sister or a close friend to cry with or moan with or whatever, you know.
And probably by the time you had a close friend, it was time to move again.
That's right. Okay.
That's
exactly.
Right.
When I send Christmas cards, they go all over.
Yeah. Did you, Diane, get tired of this type of living?
Not really. No, I didn't mind. I like traveling, which we've done a lot of since he's gotten out of the...
Since we've been here,
yeah.
We've been to Alaska 3 times and Europe 2x.
So that spirit of adventure you both have, and you passed it on, I think, to Kim, your daughter, for sure.
The other ones, not so much. Our daughter out in California, yes, and Tracy, but the 2 younger ones, no.
No.